Welcome to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments, where we talk to financial experts about investments to give you insights to help your clients achieve their financial goals. I am Lavashni Naika, Communications Specialist at Momentum Investments. Joining me in studio is Elri Pinar, Senior Product Specialist in the Product Solutions team at Momentum Investments. Welcome to the studio, Elri.
Thank you for having me.
Momentum Investments has reimagined the retirement income planning solution. This solution was launched to provide the best of both worlds in terms of a living annuity and a life annuity. Firstly, Elri, perhaps explain the current situation for people retiring, their options, and what some of the challenges are for clients.
Yeah, sure. So at the moment, when clients retire, they actually have to use their savings pot for retirement to buy a life annuity or a living annuity. This depends on who the clients are, what legislation applies to them, but in general, this is the situation that a client gets into. Okay, so let me first explain to you what a living annuity is. I like to think of it as a bit of a bank account. The client gives their retirement money to an insurer, and over time they can withdraw money as they need to cover their expenses. The income from the living annuity is quite flexible. They can take anything from 2.5% to 17.5% of their capital value every year. So 1 year you may not have many expenses and you take, let's say, 5%. But next year you may need to service your car, go on a holiday, whatever those expenses may be, and you may need to take 10 or 12% of your income. So this just gives the client that flexibility to really cater for what they need. Secondly, it also gives the client the flexibility of investment choice. So they can choose from a whole bunch of investment components and have the ability to gain the growth of the investment markets. On the flip side, though, they also take the risk of the investment markets not doing as well as they would hope, and therefore they have the risk of running out of money. Clients are frequently very concerned about the risk of dying early and want to give something to their dependents. But what they forget frequently is the risk of actually living too long. So as I said, the living annuity is sort of a bit like a bank account and it can run out. So when a client runs out of money, they actually leave a negative inheritance to their dependents. Instead of being able to leave money to their dependents, they become dependent on those that they wanted to look after. On the other hand, we have a life annuity. A life annuity is like a pension for life. So if you think about our old DB schemes, they would promise you 80% of your salary for as long as you live. This is the same thing, except for that the insurer makes that promise to you. Therefore, you don't have that risk of outliving your money, and you'll get an income for as long as you are alive, without any risk of market movements changing that income for you. You do, however, give up the flexibility because you get the guarantee. Clients also have the fear of not being able to leave money to their dependents since this is an insurance product. But we do have options such as a joint life annuity or a guarantee term that could combat that fear. So what you can hear from these two products in general is that they actually complement each other quite well. On a living annuity, you have the flexibility and market returns. On a life annuity, you have the protection of having an income for life no matter what happens. So that's basically the two options that we have at the moment. Lavashni, you also asked about the challenges that clients face at the moment in their retirement journey. So I think I'd like to highlight about two things at the moment. So the first thing really is that retirement is quite a complicated stage of life. As a 30-year-old, I can't really imagine how complicated it must be, but I can just think that at that point in time, you suddenly have to make a decision. Do I go into something that's super flexible but has risks, or do I go into something that's not flexible, but at least I know I'll get an income for life? And at the moment, that's a decision you make at one point, and that's your decision for the rest of your life. Because of this really tough decision that needs to be made, we at Momentum strongly believe in advice relationships. An advisor really taking a client through this decision, and as a partner to the client making these decisions and not just leaving it on a client. The second big issue that we face in South Africa is that clients are not saving enough for retirement. I think we all know that this is a massive issue and definitely needs a solution, and we really have to think as an industry how we can solve that. Unfortunately, at the point of retirement, there's not much we can do about someone who hasn't saved enough. But I do believe that the solution that we're going to discuss a bit later on is something that will allow clients to stretch their money a bit further.
Thanks, Elrie, for that good description of a living annuity and a life annuity. I think a lot of the confusion comes, especially for young people, is that they don't really understand what they're investing in, and then causes procrastination on their side, and they don't really know when to start and how to start, and that also affects savings culture, like you mentioned. So our new solution addresses some of these challenges that you've just discussed. Can you tell us how we've reimagined retirement and explain more about how this solution encapsulates the benefits of both worlds for clients?
As I said earlier, a living annuity and a life annuity is completely complementary to each other. In our current landscape, as I said, the client needs to almost make an all or nothing decision between a living and a life annuity. They cannot combine the two without going through quite a cumbersome process, or even later on going through a cumbersome process to be able to switch into a life annuity. So when we started thinking about retirement, we started thinking about the complementary benefits of both, and why can't we just put them together? Why does a client have to make that all or nothing choice and nothing in between? And therefore, we started thinking about how to combine these solutions. So what we're bringing to market is called the Guaranteed Annuity Portfolio. This is basically an investment component inside of our living annuity that looks exactly like the life annuity that I described earlier. It will give the client the flexibility of the growth of a living annuity, but at the same time give the client the protection of a life annuity. So instead of having to choose between growth and protection, we're bringing that into one complete solution. By reimagining retirement and our living annuity, clients no longer have to choose between growth and protection. They can have them both in one consolidated solution.
Can you give us more information about the features of this new solution?
So as I said, the Guaranteed Annuity Portfolio is an investment component inside of our living annuity. It's very important to understand that it's not a separate product that stands on the side and the client sits with two contracts. This is one consolidated solution. So therefore, between clients and advisor, there'll be one process, one quote, one statement. Everything that you can think about that you currently have in a contract is now encapsulated into one contract. And therefore, this gives the client and advisor the ability to have one discussion when they talk about retirement. As I said, it's an investment component, and therefore, the client does not have to make this all or nothing decision at the point of retirement. They actually have the ability to decide at what point they want to share risk and go into the Guaranteed Annuity Portfolio by switching into it. They obviously also have the option to buy it outright from the beginning. The Guaranteed Annuity Portfolio also has some features that a life annuity generally has, such as a guarantee term, which makes sure that you get an income for a certain period, irrespective of whether you have passed away or not. This just makes sure that your dependents will get an income for the remainder of the term if you were to pass away early. So as I said earlier in our discussion, clients are quite scared of dying early and not being able to leave something to their dependents. Secondly, it also has what we call a joint life option. So this allows the client to add a significant other, such as a spouse, to their policy, and the income from the guaranteed annuity portfolio can continue to them if the main member were to pass away. Again, this leaves the ability to leave something to your dependents if you pass away early or even late in this case. Lastly, we also have increases on the guaranteed annuity portfolio. So we all know inflation can be quite bothersome. A bread that you buy today is half a bread in 5 years' time. And therefore, clients and advisors together can decide for the income to increase over time to combat those effects of inflation, although it is at the cost of a lower income at the beginning and a balancing act that needs to be taken between clients and advisor. So what's important about the guaranteed annuity portfolio and it being an investment component is that it pays an income into the living annuity, and therefore, the living annuity will then take that income, combine it with some of the growth assets if necessary, and pay one income to the client from where we will subject tax. So what's very important about the guaranteed annuity portfolio is that it acts exactly like a life annuity. It gives clients protection against living too long, and it's also part of one consolidated solution rather than standing on its own as a life annuity.
I think this solution is very apt in that it answers two of the biggest concerns of not leaving an inheritance and also not having enough income for the rest of your life. But can we go a little bit deeper into what does this mean for advisors and clients in achieving success in their retirement?
Sure. So I think what we first need to discuss is just the types of expenses that a client has in retirement, really, or actually any type of client, but let's talk about a retirement client for now. Typically, we have three types of expenses. The first is what we call the life expenses or needs. Those are things like housing, food, medical, things that you cannot live without and have a proper life, really. The second category is your living expenses or your wants. So those are the things that you could live without, but you wouldn't really be living. Things like going to the movies, having a golf day, maybe going on a holiday. So all of those, what we call wants, that you will just give you a better
PSTV.
Life. PSTV, exactly. Lastly, we have an inheritance. So after you've covered all your expenses, you also want to leave something to your dependents or your beneficiaries when you do pass away. So what's quite important and the way we think about expenses is that clients should first focus on their life expenses or their needs. So almost be a bit, I don't want to say greedy, that's not really the right word, but just think about yourself first and make sure that you're covering the expenses to live before you try to pass something to others or to really go into the space where you have your DSTV and your golf day, for instance.
Basically, don't underestimate your costs so that you can leave more behind.
Exactly that, Lavashni. So we strongly believe that the guaranteed annuity portfolio is actually a good match for those life expenses. These expenses are generally fairly stable and you can sort of plan for them over time. But you want to be sure that you can cover them no matter what. You don't want the risk of markets moving against you and that sort of thing. And you want to be able to cover them for the rest of your life. Therefore, something like a life annuity is a perfect match. On the other hand, your living expenses are quite variable. One year you want to go on that holiday, the next year you may stay home. And therefore we believe that the growth portion of our solution really is quite good for that. Just like your normal living annuity, that portion or the income that you take every year can vary. And you can perhaps take a little bit more risk on these assets because it's variable and you can go without a golf day if you need to. So something that's actually quite cool, and being an actuary, this really excites me, is that we've done quite a bit of modeling just to look at scenarios where we include a guaranteed annuity portfolio into a living annuity. And what we've seen in a medium equity scenario is that adding a gap can add around 9 years extra of being able to cover a client's living and life expenses before the client starts to actually reduce their income and not being able to cover at least their life expenses. It's very important though that this is scenario specific, and obviously between client and advisor, this needs to be discussed and the modeling for that specific client will need to take place. What's also very nice about the guaranteed annuity portfolio is that it adds diversification to the portfolio. So because it's such a low risk product, the client is actually able to take a little bit more risk on their growth assets. So as I said earlier, we definitely have a savings problem in our country. But by being able to diversify and de-risk some of the portfolio, the client is actually able to take a bit more risk in the growth portion, especially early on, and hopefully get that growth in the market so that their money can last a bit longer. So I think that really covers what it means for advisors and clients to achieve success in retirement. A gap allows you to cover your basic expenses for life and also actually allows you to cover some of your living expenses for a longer time.
Alri, what is the effect on the advice process when incorporating this type of solution?
To an extent, we've also reimagined the advice process. Although each advisor is different and will most likely still follow their own approach to advice, and they may not follow our approach at all, which is perfectly fine. But the way we think about the advice process really is the expenses that I mentioned earlier. So we really started to think about how you can match all those different buckets. But also something that was very important to us is the actual advice relationship and how we could enhance that between our advisors and clients. So maybe just as an anecdotal type of story, what we see on our life annuities at the moment is that advisors give the advice, the life annuity is purchased, and quite soon thereafter, the advisor is no longer in the picture, which makes perfect sense because it's completely inflexible and no changes can be made to the policy. So we completely understand why this is happening. Although you would like for the advisor to be in the picture throughout. Therefore, once we looked at actually putting our living and life annuity into one solution, we could solve for that problem. Now the advisor has the ability to not only look at the growth assets and the flexibility there, but also how to incorporate the needs or the wants that a client has and to see how to balance those things over time. The advisor is also there to tell the client when to share risk, when to go into a guaranteed annuity portfolio, how much to put in, and then every year, just like they currently do, how to balance the expenses and what to draw down between the 2.5% and 17.5%. So for the first time, there really is a consolidated way for the advisor not to only advise on a living annuity, but to advise on the client's entire retirement portfolio in one solution. We've also made this quite easy for the advisor in the sense that it's one solution and one reporting. So you don't have to go draw two policies and try to match what is happening there. It's all in one place. And therefore, we are extending the advice relationship for the entire life of the client. The way we remunerate also takes this relationship into account. Furthermore, we also give the solution to the advisor to be able to give a wider solution set to choose from. Diversification benefits that I discussed a bit earlier, and as I mentioned earlier as well, is just the consolidated reporting and being able to give holistic advice on all retirement affairs at once.
That sounds very interesting, Elri. I think it's so nice that it's just one conversation, one contract, but it helps to strengthen the relationship between the advisor and the client and make sure that they have a long-term relationship going forward. We've said a lot about this product. Can you just maybe summarize to end the key takeaways for our listeners?
So I think what's important, and if I had to choose three things to just quickly summarize, is the first thing is that the introduction of the guaranteed annuity portfolio allows us to blend the benefits of a living and life annuity into one seamless solution, giving the clients the benefits of growth and protection. They no longer need to go through the tedious process of buying two products or transferring later on. Next, we give advisors and clients the benefits of the enhanced advice relationship, which I spoke about quite a bit, diversification, and also choosing how and when to share risk with the insurer. Lastly, clients are now able to match their living, life, and inheritance expenses in one seamless solution and enjoy a successful retirement with Momentum.
Elri, thank you so much for your time and your valuable contributions and for helping us understand this product as the man on the street would.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Investment Moments with Momentum Investments. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.